This is KUAF, with help from the University of Arkansas Cooperative Extension Services Statewide Network and the U of A System Division of Agriculture. The Community Spotlight Series focuses on Ozarks agriculture. County Agent Neil Mays is speaking with Elena Garcia with the U of A Division of Agriculture about protected agriculture. And she's describing the difference between a tunnel and a greenhouse.
In a greenhouse, you have far more control. You are controlling the temperature, you are controlling the humidity, you are controlling the environment. Mm-hmm. In a tunnel, you have certain level of control, but no, like, for example, in the summertime, it's going to get hot, so you can go in and put a shade cloth. Well, in a greenhouse, you can control that by evaporative cooling.
Yeah, the cool pads and the thermostatically controlled fans and so forth in a greenhouse.
In a greenhouse. In the winter time, a greenhouse is heated.
Right.
We don't heat tunnels.
And so we're talking here about high-value crops. Which crops do you ordinarily see or commonly see raised in tunnels? In Arkansas, for example.
In Arkansas, most of our tunnels are dedicated to vegetable production and cut flower production. And we're talking about high-value crops. Tomatoes, for example, especially some of the heirloom cultivars can go in tunnels.
Right.
Organic production is also made in most crops made easier because, again, you are protecting the plant. So the plant is not as stressed as being out in the field. So, you know, organic tomato production is one way that growers are utilizing mm-hmm. tunnels. Tunnels in this area should be used as an extension of what the farmer already has going. Mm-hmm. Again, you start production earlier, so you start making your money earlier. You go into the fall when in the field things have shut down, but you still can produce. So you are, again, extending that season. You're augmenting your regular field production with tunnel production.
So you see these structures and this technology sticking around. This isn't
a fad. It's not a fad, mm-hmm. definitely. It just keeps growing, especially as we go into some of these climate change issues.
Tune to KUAF throughout the month of March for the Community Spotlight Series highlighting Ozarks Agri. For archived segments, go to KUAF.com. For more information on the University of Arkansas Cooperative Extension Services statewide network, and the U of A System Division of Agriculture, uaex.edu.